Hello, KFEQ in St. Joseph, Missouri. Folks in the four-state area and beyond may know of a single truck stop that has quite a story. It goes way beyond gas and diesel to a niche they've found with the many trailers those trucks are pulling. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Bob Wallaman began operating Deluxe Truck Stop in 1979. It had been opened and closed several times at its location in the St. Joseph, Missouri stockyards.
For quite some time, this end of town was still suffering from the departure of all the stockyards industry, Swift's, Armour's, Dugdale's. We had a lot of vacant buildings down here.
Bob says he didn't fully understand how many trucks were passing his location and what they were hauling. He began to think about how he could change the services he provided to better fit the potential customers around him.
I always believed there was a need for a truck wash facility and a tire shop, so in the 2000s, we built our first building.
Washing out trailers became an important part of the business. He never realized so many trailers needed to be cleaned.
Trailers hauling pneumatic product, corn byproduct, salts, just any number of things. You know, we washed out a trailer last night that was hauling corn grits.
Bob's son Nick is a part of the operation today. They have cleaned livestock trailers for many years here, but the type and amount of washings has changed.
Those livestock trailers for many years were washed out maybe once or twice a week, and when they're washed out once or twice a week, it creates kind of a hazard in the trailer during the summer with the ammonia loading and that type of thing.
Just over a decade ago, they had 18 employees. Now they have 45. Nick has seen plenty of unique cargoes in those trailers that need cleaning.
McCormick's, they have a base product that comes out of Kentucky, and so we get some whiskeys, and we get some rums, and we get some gins and vodkas and stuff, and so those are fun.
So what is the worst thing to clean out of a trailer, and what is the best? Get ready for the extremes of odor. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.